dressed himself in blue. We want you to tell us something about the long love between Lady Margaret and you. I know nothing of Lady Margaret's love, I'm sure she don't love me. But tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Lady Margaret, my bride, shall see. Lady Margaret sat in her own hall door, a combing down her hair, when she saw sweet William come a riding by, bringing his new bride home. She first threw down her ivory comb, tied up her long yellow hair, and out of the door went this lady gay, to never return anymore. And later that night, when William was in bed and most old men was asleep, Lady Margaret's ghost came to sweet William's side and stood at his own bed feet, saying, how do you like your snow-white pillow? How do you like your sheet? And how do you like the new-found bride that's lying in your arms asleep? Very well do I like my pillow, better do I like the sheep. But the best one of all is the pretty little girl that's standing at my own bed feet. So early next morning when William awoke and most old men was at work, sweet William said he was troubled in his head by the dream that he dreamed last night. Such dreams I do not like, such dreams they are no good. I dreamt that my hall was filled with wild swine, Lady Margaret was drowning in blood. So he called his comrades to his side, numbered them 1, 2, 3, and the last one of them, go and tell my bride, Lady Margaret, I've gone to sea. He rode till he came to Lady Margaret's hall, pulled all on the ring. There's none so ready Lady Margaret's brother for to rise and let him in. Now is she in the garden, he says, or is she in the hall, or is she in the upper parlour among them ladies all? She neither is in the garden, he says, nor yet into the hall, but yonder she lies in her cold coffin, with her pale face turned to the wall. Lady Margaret was buried in the old churchyard, William lay anigh her, and now her grave grew a red, red rose, and out of his a briar. They grew and they grew round the old church tower, till they could grow no higher. They met and they twined in a true lover's knot, the red rose around